Welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here on the microphone, and I'm pumped to welcome in my next guest. It's a Super Bowl champion. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. He is one of the best tight ends in the game, Zach Ertz of the Eagles. He's here to talk about USAA because he's teamed up with them to appear in the USAA Salute to Service Virtual Lounge for an exclusive Chalk Talk for military members, veterans, and their families. During the Chalk Talk, Zach will recognize military base at Joint Base McGuire, Dix, Lakehurst. And let's start there, Zach. What is your connection to the military other than the USAA and their partnership with the NFL? Because I think almost every family in some capacity has a connection to the military.
Yeah, you know, my grandpa served when he was alive, Jerry Ertz, who served for the Marines. And so it's obviously very near and dear to our heart, whether you have a family member that has served, currently serving in the military, or just grateful to be able to live in this country solely because of the men and women that are serving in the military, that have served, that have lived, that are really the foundation of this country. And so I'm just eternally grateful for everything the military has done for not only myself and my family, but this entire country. So it's near and dear to my heart, needless to say.
Yeah, and this Chalk Talk, it will be open to anyone in the military community. Military members and veterans are encouraged to submit their questions for Zach in advance. And then tune in Tuesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern at salutetoservice.com. And Zach, what does it mean to you to be able to give back? Because I think as professional athletes, you always hear, oh, you're my son's hero, or oh, we love you. And in the grand scheme of things, you know, we're radio hosts, we're athletes. The real heroes are out there putting their lives on the line to allow us to talk on the radio, to play games like football and baseball and other sports. So what does it mean to you to be able to give back and kind of salute our troops?
Hey, you know, giving back is just something that I've been fortunate enough to have, be in this position, be in this platform to do. But it's also very thankful for USAA, and they're the official partner of the NFL Salute to Service, and just everything that they do consistently in partnership with the NFL in allowing me to kind of connect with the current men and women of the military. They're the real reasons that I'm even able to do this. So it's something that I definitely do not take for granted. And like you said, I would love for everyone to join. You go to salutetoservice.com to submit your questions, because we need a lot of questions. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And like you said, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about my boys out in Jersey at Joint Base, McGuire, Dix, Lakehurst. You know, they have to be there at this Chalk Talk. Otherwise, they're going to let me down, and I don't want to be let down. So it's just an honor to be in this position, and something that I don't take for granted.
In addition to this very cool Chalk Talk, military members and veterans are also encouraged to enter the USAA Salute to Service sweepstakes, available at salutetoservice.com also. And that's through the end of the month. And Zach, let's move on. And you had the game-winning touchdown catch in the Super Bowl. First off, congratulations again on that. I think every kid either grows up dreaming of hitting a grand slam with two outs, down three in the bottom of the ninth, or catching a game-winning touchdown, or hitting a game-winning three-pointer in the finals. Start off there. Now that you've had time to kind of step back, you're a few years removed from it, how insane of a moment was that for you?
I mean, it's crazy. I'd be lying if I didn't say it was a little surreal. You know, it's still really, you don't really feel the gravity of this stuff that you accomplish, you know, while you're playing the game. You know, it's always what's next. How can I be a better player? Even after that game when we won the Super Bowl in 2018, it was always, what can I be? What is the next goal? What is the next thing in front of me? And I think as a player in the NFL, if you're reflecting constantly, you're going to get passed up consistently. And so for me, the stuff I've accomplished in my career isn't something to kind of sit back and rest on my laurels. It's always been, how can I improve? And I think I'm surrounded by a lot of great people that have constantly put that message into my brain that there's always something you can improve on. We had a quote at our college practice field at Stanford. Jim Harbaugh put it up. It was like this huge banner in the end zone. It says, you're either getting better or you're getting worse, and you never stay the same. And so for me, that's kind of just been drilled into my brain since I was 18 years old. But the Super Bowl catch touchdown, I mean, it is special. I'm not going to lie.
We're speaking with Super Bowl champion, three-time Pro Bowler, and one of the best tight ends in the NFL, Zach Ertz, about his partnership with USAA and their upcoming Salute to Service virtual lounge taking place Tuesday, November 17th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at salutetoservice.com. Now, one thing that I think fascinates me about the NFL is over the years, we see how teams kind of build and kind of prepare their game plans on a week-to-week basis, and we see it evolve over time. It's kind of a copycat league. Oh, they're doing something well. Let's try to do that. And one of the cool things that I've seen recently is the evolution of the tight end and the importance of it. It's not just, okay, our tight end is there to block. No, teams are looking actively for tight ends who can make plays, catch the ball, block, do it all. I think of guys like yourself, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Gronk even. What is that like being part of this kind of positional revolution in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Obviously, the tight end has evolved over the years. It's not about Mark Bavaro back in the 1990s putting his hand in the dirt and just being a run-blocking mauler. You got to be able to do it all. You can't really have a weakness as a tight end right now. Otherwise, it's too easy for defensive coordinators to kind of hone in on that person. If it's all about blocking, they're going to be put in a bunch of big people and try and stop the run. If it's all about pass catching, they're just going to play a bunch of small athletic guys and defend the pass. So you really got to be able to do it all in today's NFL as a tight end. And it's really been on the framework of so many great tight ends that came before me, Travis and George, guys like Rob Gronkowski, who's obviously still playing now, but Jimmy Graham, who's still playing now, Jason Witten, who's still playing now, but all these Tony Gonzalez, arguably the greatest of all time. It's been throughout the years, the position is going to evolve and evolve and evolve. And I'm looking forward to see the next generation of tight ends that come after us, because it seems like they're always coming into the league, but better athletically, because coaches early on, when I was in high school, it was like we were just starting to see these tight ends that could do it all. But now they're all over the place. You see it in college more. And so I'm excited to see these next generation of tight ends.
And it's cool, for the people who don't know, you actually may or may not even be the best athlete in your family because you are married to soccer star Julie Ertz. What is it like for both of you being able to go home if there's some kind of frustration or an injury, being able to kind of lean on someone who more than I think just the average person would be able to, or an average, you know, spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever it might be, understand what you're going through because you're both at the top of your respective sports?
I mean, it's amazing. Obviously, being married to Julie, we've been married almost going on, we're 3 years now, almost at 4 years. And so it's been amazing. Obviously, what she's able to do when I'm going through a rough patch, keep me grounded, see things in a different light. You know, as an athlete, you always kind of like when things are going poorly, you have, kind of have tunnel vision on why that is a certain way, things are going a certain way. But it's great to always have someone in my corner that is coming from a place of love, saying, hey, maybe you should look at the situation from this point of view, or maybe you need to take a step back and slow it down in your rehab process, or maybe you need to push it in your rehab process and trust it. So all the things that I deal with on a daily basis during the season, she's dealt with 1,000 times in her own. So it's really great to have someone in your corner that constantly encourages you, keeps you grounded, to kind of shoot you straight and know it's coming from a place of love.
All right, we're speaking with Zach Ertz, the Pro Bowl, three-time Pro Bowl tight end and Super Bowl champion. He's teamed up with USAA to appear in the USAA Salute to Service virtual lounge for an exclusive Chalk Talk for military members, veterans, and their families. Really quick, Zach, I'll let you tell the listeners where they can go and what can they expect with the Zach Ertz Chalk Talk on November 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, go to salutetoservice.com. Very straightforward. Partnering with USAA, the official NFL Salute to Service partner. We're doing a little Chalk Talk tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Excited to kind of just be able to connect with the military members. You know, I'm eternally grateful. Veterans Day last week. And just being able to show my appreciation, being able to have conversations And just thankful for this platform that USAA has given me to be able to do that. And I'm excited about it, truly am.
That is the voice of Zach Ertz, three-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, one of the best tight ends in the game. Zach, thanks so much for taking some time to join us. Looking forward to seeing you back out on the field again. So thank you so much for what you're doing to support the troops and for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
It was absolutely our pleasure. That's Zach Ertz. I'm Dominic Jimenez. You're you. So stay tuned here on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.